Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis County Council members last night approved about $2.4 million in mid-year budget transfers for the courts, human services, and public works. But they held back nearly $960,000 for the health department, the same agency whose funding fight ate up weeks of the council's summer. Budget Chair Shalonda Webb opened the meeting, accusing Executive Sam Page of trying to derail that work.
It is unfortunate that we've had conversation shared from the county executive that would try to deter from this process, but we are committed to our fiscal responsibility.
Page responded later.
The people of St. Louis County deserve a government that spends its time solving problems, not creating new ones. They deserve leaders who focus on the big challenges and instead of getting stuck fighting over the smallest pieces of the budget.
Webb says she's now working to schedule an actual budget meeting with the health department before the end of July. The Madison County Board expected to vote tonight to consider placing three non-binding referenda on the November ballot. One asks if the Illinois General Assembly should pass a law requiring government issue identification to vote. The second asks if state lawmakers should restore zoning control of wind and solar farms to local government. The third involves Illinois placing a property tax cap at 1% of assessed value. A 16-year-old now facing murder charges as an adult after a weekend shooting rampage in East St. Louis. Prosecutors have indicted Jamir Davis on a dozen counts after a string of shootings across three separate crime scenes left five people dead and two others wounded. A 15-year-old also in custody. Pastor Mary Young knows some of the people involved. She spoke with Fox 2.
People, please, train up your children. I know they've been trained good. You know, but a lot of times they get influenced by other children or whatever the case may be. This should not be.
We're told prosecutors are pushing to move that second teen to adult court as well. Police have not yet released a motive. We're awaiting more details from St. Louis City Police on an overnight homicide case in the Kingsway West neighborhood. Officers say a man was shot dead outside a gas station in the 1600 block of Union Boulevard just prior to 4 this morning. That's north of Martin Luther King Drive. Lots of evidence markers could be seen around a white Toyota vehicle. A St. Louis County councilman wants his colleagues to speak up after a threat was made against a Baldwin mosque last week. Councilman Dennis Hancock, a Republican candidate for county executive, raised it during last night's council meeting, calling it an attack on a constitutional right.
To have someone do this and threaten the lives of innocent women, children, and men who are simply going to a house of worship to worship as they choose, which is their right under the United States Constitution, for someone to threaten that should be condemned in the strongest language possible.
Hancock says many of the mosque's members fled instability in their home countries for a better life. A proposal to expand the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, commonly called RECA, proposes adding medical eligibility for downwinders, veterans, and uranium workers affected by the U.S. nuclear weapons program.
It's a big ask.
And the bipartisan legislation is essentially an amendment to the existing RECA legislation. And Dawn Chapman, co-founder of STL Moms, adds the biggest hurdle is being able to keep RECA in some form.
The last date for you to apply for RECA is going to be December 31st, 2027. And then there'll be a full year for them to process those claims. And then RECA officially expires, ceases to exist December 31st, 2028.
This new RECA amendment, which has not been submitted yet, is asking for a 15-year extension, something many in Congress may not want to support. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
And Chapman is hosting an informational meeting for residents dealing with RECA at the Black Jack Fire Department this evening at 6 p.m. Several people in the president's cabinet loading up on sauerkraut to lose weight and improve gut health.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he lost 20 pounds eating only fermented foods and protein. We asked a registered dietitian about that popular diet.
I think it is an excellent conversation starter.
Okay, great.
There's definitely a lot behind the benefits of sauerkraut. I'm a huge fan of food versions of probiotics, and I think that that's going to be the main benefit that we see.
Michelle Wilson is a registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition.
So sauerkraut and a protein, that's going to be missing a lot of our main carbs and fats. And then, as I've said before, fat-soluble vitamins can't be absorbed. So vitamins A, D, E, and K are not as bioavailable if you're not getting enough fat intake to absorb those things. But also, it's just having, you know, that good variety to allow us to feel full and satisfied as well. So if you're just eating protein and sauerkraut, it's probably not going to be very filling and satisfying because of not only the macronutrients missing from there, so those main, the starches and fats that could be missing, but also the micronutrient variation of having more things than just sauerkraut to have.
She says other fermented food that will improve gut health include miso, kimchi, pickles, even sourdough bread. But don't go full board on fermented food.
Definitely don't want to go really, really intense with a new food because we don't know how our body is going to naturally react to that. But also, as our gut bacteria is changing, then, you know, we can have some GI distress as we adapt. So we need to give our body a little bit of time to adapt.
Fred Bottomer, KMOX
News. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.